It's talk radio, only smarter. The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays at 3. This is the WHMP Morning News.
If you've listened to this show for more than 5 minutes, you know I'm a huge mark for local produce, local agriculture. I think that it's one of the real gems of this area. And I talk to friends of mine all around the country and people I went to college with, and I try and tell them about the whole concept of the localvore thing, and they talk like I have three heads. Like, what are you talking about? Because they're going and getting their stuff at their Star Market or wherever in Boston. They don't realize how great it is out here and how cool it is to have stuff that's produced right here in the Valley that's available for consumption all year round. Phil Corman gets that. He understands that concept. He is from CESA, the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. We're going to talk about apples today, but really we're going to talk about diversified farm operations. And we're here with Kim Stevens from Hager Brothers Farm, fifth generation farmer, right?
Yes.
It's amazing. And of course, Phil, who is the grand poobah of all things.
Grand poobah, yes.
Exactly,
yes.
Here in the region. So, Hager Brothers Farm, you have a dairy farm in Coleraine, and you got this market in Shelburne. Now, if you've ever been up the Mohawk Trail, and I'm sure you have, it's the huge market across from the Chipping Putt, the one that was like a farm stand like 5 days ago. Actually, the last couple of years, though, you really have expanded your operations. And it's not, and really, if you go in there, you get an idea of what local farmers need to do these days to stay viable. It's all about diversification, right? Talk about some of the things you have at your stand.
We have a variety of different things. We at Hager Brothers ourselves, we make a lot of our own maple products. We have all of that, and we have our own grass-fed beef and our own homegrown pork. And then we pull in from about 30 other different farmers in the area, from milk to cheese to vegetables and fruits. We work with a couple of different orchards in the area. So we really have a good variety of products in there.
Now, I assume this is your busy season, obviously. The foliage traffic is going to be tremendous.
It is.
And every time I go by there, and I go to Row frequently, so I pass by your place, it always looks like it's packed. Even in the middle of summer when maybe it was quieter, people were on vacation, yeah. It still is always jammed. So in terms of the growing season this year, we've heard a lot of people say it's been one of the best growing seasons ever. But I've heard tell that the apple crop specifically was smaller than people were expecting. Was it a smaller crop this year?
We only are growing a few apples right now ourselves. We have some mac trees because we're getting the orchards rejuvenated there. But it was a little bit smaller than we had expected.
But still good quality.
But still, yeah, very, very tasty.
Now, what would you say is the biggest seller? What do people look for the most when they come by your place?
Well, right now, apples and pumpkins and squash.
And pumpkins, by the way, I heard Phil. The dry summer actually, or it helped her other crops, it helped the pumpkin crop, right?
Right, because it kept some diseases down. And actually, farmers, again, if they have the ability to irrigate, then they sort of have control on the water flow. What is harder is when farmers don't have the ability to irrigate themselves, and if they're depending on the rain and it doesn't come, again, sometimes it's smaller. It came earlier. Everything's been about 2 weeks earlier. But with pumpkins, again, you can have them last longer.
Exactly.
Because it's a squash and you can store them.
Now, in terms of the Hager operation, Kim, you have a dairy farm.
We do.
Primarily, you were dairy for a long time, right? Back when farmers could do just one thing.
Yes.
You did dairy.
We've always been dairy and maple.
When did you decide or when did you realize that you had to diversify to be able to stay viable?
Well, I got home from college about 10 years ago.
Where'd you go to school?
Cornell University.
Okay. Good school.
And we started beefing up the maple even more, and that just wasn't doing it for us. So last year when the Mohawk Orchards property looked like it was something that we could possibly do, we decided to go for it. We have a small beef herd, a Hereford beef herd. We thought it would be the perfect opportunity to take our products that we have on the farm right to retail.
Now, when you make that decision to sort of branch out a little bit, no pun intended because it's an orchard, do you have to go through more specialized training? I mean, what is the process of going from being essentially a dairy operation to being a dairy slash orchard slash beef slash, maple slash whatever?
Well, we did have to fill out, some business plans and things like that. And we worked with the state on some other programs. We really just pulled knowledge from other farms in the area. My mom actually grew up on Mohawk Orchards. It was her family's farm. And so she had a lot of retail experience growing up as a child. And, of course, we'd done, maple sugar shows, so that had helped figuring out how to deal with customers. But really it was just pulling from experience from other farms and people in the valley.
You mentioned also customers. And, that's another point is, farmers are great people. They're very knowledgeable about the land and how to cultivate it. Maybe a lot of them don't know how to deal with people. I mean, in terms of customers, there's, you know, you're dealing with farm animals, you're dealing with orchards, apples, gourds. Maybe you're not ready to deal with the tourist from New York who's coming up to watch the foliage.
Animals and vegetables don't talk
about it. And they don't demand exact change either.
This is true.
Yeah, exactly. But in terms of, but obviously, it's part of it's being who you are and being yourself. But do you have to go through specialized customer service training, that kind of thing?
We didn't. We had an idea of how we wanted our market to be. We wanted it to be a very welcoming place and friendly people. So when I hire staff on, we do go over how they should be, you know, around customers and things like that. We want everyone to have a good experience when they come into the market.
And Chris, this is a lot of where CESA steps in and helps farmers who are trying to diversify, because we have our finger on the pulse. We know what farmers are thinking about. We know who's gone into an extended diversified business. And we provide lots of training and workshops as opportunities for farmers who know that they need to pick up skills about whether it's setting up a website, a Facebook page, customer relations, even how to show your farm stand so that it is attractive when people stop. So all that kind of activity, you know, we're very much involved in.
Yeah. For example, CESA helped me get our first press release out a few weeks ago. I had never done one before, so that was
good. Well, and that's you know, then the thing is, that's stuff that is not a skill necessarily that you're going to know unless you've obviously taken a course in it or whatever. So that's, once again, CESA is helping out. I'm curious, and we're talking to Phil Corman from CESA and Kim Stevens from Hager Brothers Farm. They have a farm in Colerain, and they have a beautiful market on Route 2 in Shelburne Mohawk Trail. Go up there if you're doing some leaf peeping this weekend and check out what they have. They got all kinds of stuff in there. The networking part is interesting to me, because one would think, you know, you got farmers, and I'm sure they all know each other, but you're all sort of going after the same nickel. You're chasing the same customer base.
So is
it tough to get them to network together?
No, I mean, what happens is that network is there, and these families have known each other for a long time. Sometimes it's hard for a new farmer who comes into the area, and they quickly learn that they need to be accepted by the older farmers, and they may have some new ideas that are really different and useful. But the person who's been farming that land for five generations has a whole lore of history that needs to be learned.
Right.
And again, CESA's job in all this is to keep growing the demand so that when there's more people entering in, that that demand is there and more of us are putting more of our dollars to local economy and local farmers and local food.
And that's always a good thing. I want to ask you about technology, too, because you brought up a good point. A lot of these farmers have been doing this for generations,
right,
and have been doing the same thing every year and have tried and tested methods for getting the best possible crop or yield or whatever from whatever product they're working on. How much of a role does technology play, new technology, in your ability to run your operation?
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. You have to be open to trying something new. The second that you stop looking for the next new and upcoming thing to make your business better, you're done.
They actually even have a methane digester that they're now well, they're one of five farms in the area that are now working on how to generate some of their own energy on the farm. And that's an example, right, of being open to it and really taking a chance on it. And it's sort of a win-win all around, because we need our farms to be more energy efficient. And even though we know the large culprits are a huge agribusiness, our small farmers, it's a win-win if they can cut their energy costs and help the environment.
Well, I'll tell you, in the agribusiness part of it, I mean, look, you're never going to be able to compete with a ConAgra or a huge company, but I don't think you're looking for that. I think my read of the current landscape is that local farmers understand there's a niche here, and the niche is that you're not those people. You're not the crazy guys, the giant silos. You're regular people who grow locally grown stuff that you cannot get this anywhere else. I was trying to explain to a friend of mine about this awesome place I found to buy corn, which is in Waitley, and I was going to send him a bushel, and he's like, "Well, I can get corn down at the Big Y." It's like, yeah, but you can't. I mean, Big Y, to their credit, they do a lot of local stuff. But it's not the same. If it's trucked in from, you know, Iowa, God love them out there. They're making great corn, but it's not the same. And that's why I think you guys have the inside track and the cutting edge. You guys can compete on a level these guys can't, which I think
And I think we're not growing a commodity that needs to stay the same for a week or two and always tastes the same.
Exactly.
I mean, when you started this, you know, us off today, I think it's also just knowing that it's our neighbors who are the farmers, and we all want to have that connection and knowing the person and what their families are like, and we share our families and you see them every week. you know, I think we strive and thrive to have that kind of connection to our community these days.
By the way, you're part of the Our Family Farms group, right?
No, you're not. Nope. Okay. We sell their milk.
You do? Okay, good.
Yes.
That to me is the quintessential product. Right. I mean, and I've had all kinds of milk. I used to buy Hood. I don't buy that crap anymore because I know I can go, and even though I pay a couple cents more, mm-hmm. it's the best thing, as far as I'm concerned, that is made in the Pioneer Valley. No offense, even though you're not part of the cooperative. You sell it, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Now, one more question about the Shelburne Market. You sell your own stuff there. Do you also sell stuff on consignment? Can somebody come in and sell stuff out of your operation?
We do some consignment stuff. Most of the consignment stuff would be like cards. I have a couple of people that make their own greeting cards, so we sell those. But the vegetables and fruits and things like that, we generally just purchase and then resell.